It's all depending on the cost. Because, like I said, I just built a new website, and that was expensive.
Thank you for holding. Is this Allie?
Yes.
Hey, Allie. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's what
Thank
I like
you.
To hear. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. She's asking me to apply some discounts for you, so I'm trying to see what I can do to get it lowered. Did you have any specific questions, like, about the listing or how it works?
So this is directly through Google, the listing. I'm basically paying Google to be on in that list.
Anybody that's on the first page of Google is paying something to Google. That's the only way they're going to be able to benefit from the search engine. Yeah. We're not Google directly, though. We're one of their premier Google partners. So they typically they have us host the campaigns and make sure they're working for the business owner. That way the business owner continues to use it each month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's our role. So you're dealing with a large company full of Google certified representatives that are going to be monitoring the Google Analytics to make sure we're listing you properly in the right areas and getting you as many job opportunities as possible each month in your avenue, of course.
How long does it take to get this done, like to where I pop up on the first list?
Yeah, so we have to verify you first. I don't know if you've heard of Google verification. It's a three-step process now. They keep making it more and more difficult.
Yeah, I've been through it before with my old business.
Okay, so yeah, you know, there's a pin they send in the mail. That takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you in the mail. There's a form that you have to fill out. I could send that to you digitally. It's about 15, 20 questions. It'll ask you for any, like, required documents for your industry and the services you provide. And then there's an interview that we do over the phone. And the phone interview is just verifying, like, all the services you provide, the area that you target. That way we can make sure that it's customized and we're bringing you qualified leads.
Okay.
And then it'll ask you about, like...
I'm not required to have a physical location for that, right? Because I have home office.
Oh, not at all.
Right now.
No, not at all.
Okay.
A lot of the companies that we work with are service
based. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, a lot of the companies we work with are service based, whether it be like plumbers or roofing contractor, you know, they got to go to the person to actually complete the job. The person's not coming to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's fine. We do service brick and mortar locations too, where they want to get like turn by turn directions and have people appear there. Pretty much every business that you see on Google, you know, they have gone through the process, but we're able to customize it to you. So we don't have to display your address, but the listing will still have like your city, state, and zip code on it.
Okay.
Great
question.
Well,
what can you offer me?
So there's a few different packages. Let me actually show you. Do you get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to send you the pricing page so you can see what I'm seeing. I'll try to work with you on it. I see you already have some other things out there too, and I know that I know at least two of the ones that I'm looking at are not very cheap, so I'll try to work with you. Yeah, both of those are
House is $600 a month. It's about to go up to $700 because I added Medina County, so I'm in Bear and Medina. Mm-hmm. And then Angie is like $500 a month.
Jesus. Well, once this is up and running, you could save yourself some money. I mean, this will effectively replace them both, especially if I put you on a platinum package bundle. The platinum package bundles, like, it has everything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google. So you'd be on the first page of Google, first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa search results, Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones, you know, Facebook with Facebook ads, there's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages, there's Thumbtack, you know, there's about 50 different directories. So that one will complete your online profile. You won't need to buy leads from Houzz or Angie. Typically what Houzz and Angie do to get the leads is something like this. You know, they'll put themselves on Google and all these other platforms to get a lead, and then they sell you the lead individually for a fee.
Okay.
Yeah, and you kind of want to avoid those things. Yeah, it becomes so expensive because, you know, you pay this lead fee or they deduct a lead fee from your monthly balance, whether you get it or not. They're just sending you a number and telling you it's $60. Good luck, you know?
Yeah, I did anti-leads. Now I'm doing anti-advertising where I pay a flat monthly rate for unlimited leads.
Nice. Yeah, this is what this is. It's just a flat monthly rate. Google doesn't, I mean, we have Google Ads and Google Guarantee, but this is a local listing. So, you know, you don't get charged per lead or click or call.
What kind of Facebook advertising is included in the platinum?
It's search advertising and remarketing. So anybody doing an active search on Facebook will be able to see you if they're looking up any of the services you provide, or if they search for any services you provide on any platform in the last 24 hours and then they're on Facebook, you'll actually pop up to them in the remarketing campaign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really effective, especially for home services. For some reason, I don't know how Facebook's kind of cornered that market, but for companies that are in home services, they typically get a good amount of leads. I would say about 15 to 20% of the leads of our clients who are doing a platinum package come from Facebook.
Okay.
So it's pretty decent. But what I was thinking I could do, did you get the pricing page there?
I did.
Okay. So if you scroll all the way down, there's a package called the Platinum. That's the one that I was describing to you that has like all the bells and whistles and the Facebook ads. It's usually...
Sorry, my husband was leaving.
No, you're fine. So it's usually $5.99 month to month for that package, and there's usually a $2.99 setup fee. What I was thinking I can do is I can put you on the Platinum, but I can reduce the monthly rate to just $2.99. That'll save you $300 every month. And then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99. So that'll save you another $200. So the initial investment would be $398 today to get everything started. And then each month moving forward, it'll go down to $299 and it'll stay there.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, that's the best thing I could do from a cost efficiency standpoint. I also want to get your foot in the door because, like I said, if you can see the difference of this once we have this already verified and on the first page, I don't think you'll be using those pay-per-lead services anymore, so that'll end up actually saving you even more money there as well.
I hope not because there's 2 million people in Bexar County.
Yeah, you're in a good area.
A lot of homeowners in my area.
Yeah, there's no shortage of business.
I want to get business organically. That's my goal. Within the year to stop the lead services and be organic.
It'll be a lot faster than a year or two. That's a whole lot of time, Allie.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah. But just to put things in perspective, like the keyword kitchen remodel, just in the last 30 days, it has 1,812 searches in Bexar County. So, you know, I'm not saying that we're going to get you, 1,812 clients or anything like that. But if that many more people are seeing
that.
yeah. They'll probably search like 4 or 5 times before they actually pick somebody to, you know, but at least they're seeing you as an option, right? Even like a lead
and
that you get.
And my website's linked, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the website's always attached to it.
Okay.
And it's like, even if you're using other platforms, they're going to want this to be able to reference, right, and look you up, make sure you're a legitimate company. So, huge credibility.
Yeah, and y'all put me on all the directory.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a full platinum package. We're not cutting any corners just because I'm reducing the rate. So, you're getting everything. You shouldn't need anything
else. Okay, what does that mean, optimized landing page?
That's usually a website. That's usually a custom website design, but you already have one, so I waived the fees on that, and then we would just use the site that you have.
Yeah, it's alliebinteriors.net.
Yeah. No, I have it here.
Yeah.
I have it here. We're going to use that one, and that helped me, actually, by me saying that you already had your domain name and we didn't have to build a site. That's what allowed me to save you $200 on the setup fee.
Okay. How many... leads were there, or, you know, searches were there for interior design.
Interior design? Okay, give me 1 second. You ever heard of Google Analytics before?
I have. I haven't used it, but
yeah, it's telling me to put interior design and decorating.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. By Design Home Staging Company averaged 3 calls per day just from the interior design and decorating keyword.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're on the first page. Texas Red Interiors is getting 2 per day.
Wow. Okay.
So a lot per of day. This is for leads, like actual like calls and leads. This isn't just like searches. You know, the search number is really high also for interior design and decorating. They're showing 1,218. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
You know, over anything that's in that realm, we list you for 15 different ones. So, like, interior design and decorating would be one. The kitchen remodeling would be one. Bathroom remodeling would be one, you know. And then, obviously, during your client interview, we'll collaborate with you. Yeah, and make sure we get the rest of them. And we want to maximize your exposure, kind of cast the net out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's month to month, no contract.
Right. Unless you want to opt into a contract, like we do have some prepay options that'll actually save you some money. You don't have to do them, but I can run them by you if you're interested in that.
Yeah, let me hear them.
Okay. So with the discounted pricing structure, okay, so you're $398 the first month, $299 each month after. I could do a 3-month contract for $700. That'll save you $200. It'll save you $300 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month contract that I could do for $1,300. That'll save you $600 over the next 6 months. And then there's a 12-month contract that we can do for $2,500, and that'll actually save you $1,200 over the course of the year.
I wish I had that. I just built that website.
Yeah, I mean, the website's going to need the placement in order for it to make money, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Let me think about it.
Yeah. That's pretty significant savings, though. It's like $100 a month when you do those contracts.
Yeah, the thing is, I would only have like half of the contract today. For the
half of the year?
No, half of to do a 3-month. I have about $400 in my budget.
In your budget?
From January that I can use. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. $400 in the budget from January or for February?
$400 left over.
Left over. Okay, yeah.
I don't know February yet because I got to see like how much business comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I mean, you could always start it out month to month at $398, but if you could afford the $700, it's almost like getting you a month free because you're going to pay $398.
Yeah, I can't afford that today, so I think we'll have to do month to month for now.
Okay. Allie, here, I'll send you my direct number and extension. And once everything's up and running and you get a couple customers under your belt, if you want to capitalize on those, I'll still leave it on the table for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Just call me direct.
Good.
Okay. I'll text it to you right now. All right. Okay. And then I'm going to create the Google business profile for Allie B Interiors. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
I don't know. I have a blind number that House assigns me.
No.
This is my personal number. Or should I just use it?
Yeah, you got to understand, House is probably going to be gone in a couple months. So.
Yeah, that's right.
we can get you like a Google Voice number or something. Yeah, it's like
my
a tracking.
My contract with House is up in April, so
okay.
They will be gone. I'll switch to software only.
Yeah, by that time, we'll already have you up and running and a bunch of reviews and... You'd probably be too busy to even respond to House. But they have Google Voice numbers. So I'll use this one for now. During your client interview later, I'll tell them to offer you a tracking number, And if you want to use those mm-hmm. Google Voice numbers, it just puts a different number up there, and then it helps with our tracking mm-hmm. system, and it has like a press one dialer system before they get connected. So it's just like press one to be connected. That way they make sure it's a real person and not like a bot or something.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. They'll offer it to you during the client interview right now, because they actually have to see what numbers are available, and then you could pick it. What's your last name, Allie?
Okay. Batros, B-A-T-T-R-O-S.
Okay.
My legal name is not Allie. It's A-L-T-A-C-I-A.
A-L-T-A-C-I-A?
A-L-E-A-C-I-A.
A-L.
Alicia, but nobody can pronounce it, so that's why I go by Allie.
Got it.
It's easy.
That's clients. Beautiful. I just never seen it spelt like that. Like, if you said Alicia,
yeah,
I probably would have... They got fancy. Yeah.
They got fancy. My grandfather's middle name was Lee, L-E-A, and so they put that in there.
That's funny. My mom's middle name was Lee, L-E-E, and it's funny because, she was Christy Lee, and my oldest son, we named him Kyrie G with a J-E-E. We got fancy, too. Because I wanted him to have the K like my mom, but the J like John, like me. So I call him KJ all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, but my mom passed away when I was a kid, like 16. She had cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just kind of like, I call him KJ, but it's more like Christy and John instead of Kyrie G is his actual name.
I like Kyrie.
Yeah, it actually means Lord have mercy. At first, I didn't like it because there's like a basketball player who has it, and it's got, you know, it's got kind of a girly feel to it. But then I looked up the meaning, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good one. He loves it, too. He always spells it. K-Y-R-E-E. What's that spell? He gets all excited. He's like almost four. He'll be four in April.
Aww.
Yeah.
I have my first grandchild on the way.
No way. You sound way too young to be having grandbabies. Oh, my gosh.
48.
You must have had the first one pretty young. That's what I was thinking in my mind.
No,
I was like,
25. She's 23.
Whoa.
She's
having
her kid young.
Yeah. Even then, that's not too bad, though.
She's 25.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I've seen some crazy things growing up. I had a girl in middle school that was cranking one out.
I had two. I had a friend that did it in eighth grade, and we were
God.
What the hell?
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I waited till 27, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. The baby is Haley Kate.
Oh, I love that.
My daughter's name is Caitlin, but she wanted to give her middle name.
When's she due?
Her name is the middle name. She's due May 9th. Coming up quick.
I can't imagine. It's got to be so exciting, though, to, like,
exciting.
Yeah, I feel like grandbaby would be the one thing greater than my son. I'm just so sick of the diapers. And I'm like, I can't imagine, like, I would love to have another baby. My wife keeps pushing me for another one, and I'm just like, I'm sick of these diapers. I can't wait to get out of this diaper. I love babies, though.
Including twins.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
A lot of diapers.
I'm done. I've had enough.
I know.
I'm looking forward to grandbabies, though, because then I'll get the baby and not have to change the diaper. I'll make my son do it.
Exactly. You get all the fun.
Yeah.
Responsible.
Yeah. It's still totally yours. That's awesome.
Exciting.
Heck yeah. Oh, man. That's going to be interesting, too, because we're not in that pandemic phase anymore. So you should be able to be there and, like, visit her when the baby comes out, right? Yeah. That was a weird thing for me. Yeah, we couldn't have, like, my mother-in-law or my dad or anybody come in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah, so it was weird. It was just me and her.
Mm-hmm. That is different,
yeah. Yeah, it was a weird birthing experience. What's your business email address, Allie, where I could send you everything in writing?
It's Allie@AllieBInteriors.net.
Allie B. Interiors.
I'm legit.
I like that.
Did you do that through Google Suite?
Did you do that through Google Suite?
Yeah, I have Google Workspace.
Yeah, there you go. So they have Google Suite,
Google
Workspace.
That's how Google is set up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. It's always easier to use our system if you have that back end system, because the tracking system that we give you, we have an app that you could actually download to help you keep track of all your customers and leads you're getting.
Cool.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's super useful if you already have that back end system hooked up there. It's super compatible.
Yeah. So I'm in the middle of rebranding. My old company up until January 1st was Lateal Interiors.
Thank you for saying that, because I have to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup and audit for you. What was the...
we need to get rid of that.
Yeah. What was the name?
The website? Oh, Lateal, L-E apostrophe T-E-A-L Interiors. It was too boutique-y for me, so I wanted to change it.
Okay, yeah, I found it. Lateal.net?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's a Facebook page too. We got to, you have to delete that Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. Wow. And it has two Google business profiles. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy you said that, because there's a Google business profile. It's not verified, but it has the exact number that we're on right now on it. If you didn't tell me that, oh, that would have created such a headache.
A nightmare.
Yeah, because we would have been submitting it to Google, and they would have suspended it and been like, what the heck? There's two of these. Like, what is this number? What does it go to?
That's why I'm telling you in case it's an issue, a conflict. And how do I get rid of all that?
We fix it. You usually see in the setup fee. Yeah, you'll see in the setup fee we do a name, NAP, it says, cleanup. And that stands for name, address, and phone number. And that's so you don't have those discrepancies with Google. So we're still doing all of that. I just reduced the fee from $300 to do it to just $100.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, House was supposed to take down that website already, but they haven't. It's still up. I'm going to call them today. That's also on my to-do list.
Yeah, that definitely needs to come down. Or at least have the number and address taken off of it, at the very least.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want anything that has to do with Ali B Interiors' name, address, or phone number, or website affiliated with any other directories that might have wrong information on there across the board, right? If there's wrong information on there, it's going to cause a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, you'll have to do a search for that, because there's have a thumbtack.
Oh, yeah, they'll audit it. We have a whole department that'll go through and clear it all, because that's, like, the main reason why people get suspended. Like, we'll have them on the first page. And then they'll sign up for something, and we didn't know about it, and all of a sudden they're, like, suspended, and we're running around like chickens with their head cut off, and they figure it out pretty fast, though. But we end up losing, like, a day or two, because we have to go through that process, or they signed up for something and didn't tell us. So.
Okay. So, Lateal had a thumbtack. Lateal has BART.
Oh, I got it all right here, Allie. I got
you
it
do?
All.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I got it all. I see the Yelp. There's a Yelp listing. It was just updated in 2025.
Yeah, I just Yelped in the beginning.
Yeah. But no, I got it all right here. When you look up that name, it's just so specific. It pops up, and then, like, even your LinkedIn is on there, like MapQuest. There's everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it has everything when you look up that name.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got it. I'm actually just going to attach this whole link to your profile for them to give them a head start on the cleanups.
Okay.
Yeah. I got you.
I thought of something else. I'm thinking.
What was the street address that we could send the PIN verification letter to? 609.
Oh, my address right now. 2718.
Okay.
Sparky, B-A-R-K-E-Y, Springs.
Okay, I got it.
San Antonio, 78245.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then where did your website
go? What I was going to say is, from my old Google listing, the Lateal one, I guess I had done Google advertising at some point. Well, I have PayTub.
No, that's SEO. That's different.
Oh, that's SEO. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would get a text from Google saying,
verify.
You have a lead, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a message. It would tell me I had messages, but I could never access them.
Oh. Well, it's because they probably had ownership 'cause of your Google business profile. They're supposed to release that to you. Like with us, it's a part of your tracking system. So even though we build your Google Business Profile, you still always own it. Like if you ever leave the first page placement later, we release that to you. You still keep it and all your reviews and everything. But that tracking system and app, when you're getting leads, it'll get texted over to you, and then you can get them in your app. So you just go to the app, and it'll have their number, their information saved. If they left the voicemail, it'll be in there. Yeah.
I tried. Never got it. It was so weird. And they were, like, multiple a day, and I was so irritated.
That's frustrating, yeah. They should have definitely made sure to get that fixed. They probably still have a client today.
They would. Exactly.
Knuckleheads. Yeah, it's such a simple thing, you know. That's why, you know, working with the right company is what it's all about. Success on the internet is really about finding the right company and people that are going to get in there and make sure it works for you. And that's our whole role with Google as their partner is we have to make sure it works. They're like, hey, if you could take care of these people, make sure it works, walk them through the process, then, you know, they'll see good results and they don't have a problem, keep using it. But where Google was losing people is they would kind of, here you go, set it up yourself, here you go, set it up yourself. And it was like this whole 9-month program that business owners had to go through while trying to run a business and just to run their ads properly. And then they wouldn't run it properly. They'd still be spending money on it, and then they'd just cancel it. And so Google's like, okay, we got to get these people help fix it. And that's how our company came to be.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, I see y'all have a 4.2 rating.
Oh, yeah. We got thousands of reviews across the internet. I won't say they're all A-plus, 5-star, but everybody...
Well, yeah, there's 23 people saying it's a scam.
Yeah. We've been in business since 2004. Yeah, exactly. And anybody that, like, has an issue, we always get back to them and resolve the issue. Like, I actually had one of my clients 2 weeks ago. He was like, hey, man, I saw this thing online, and it was kind of concerning. And I was like, okay, let me check it out. And I pulled up the account, and the guys that wrote the review, he's still with us. Like, he wrote the review like 6 months ago. And then, like, we went into his account, and I was showing him. I'm like, look, he's paying us $2,000 a month right now doing Google ads on top of his local listing. So it's like they write something, and then, like, we fix it and help them, and then they move on, but they don't go back and delete it. And then our CEO is like, I'm not going to pay to have anything removed. So it's just like, whatever's there is there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can see where y'all respond to the messages.
Oh, yeah. But even if we fix it for them, they wrote that. So the only person that could remove that is him, you know?
It's them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they probably already forgot about it. They're starting to get their clients. They're back on a roof doing the roof job. But, you know, the review's still there. So,
yeah. It happens.
We need to have people that are sending them messages, like, actively to see if they can just get it expunged or remove it. But it is what it is.
Yeah, all right. I have over 1,000 reviews on Google, only 23 to be that negative. I mean,
It's like less than 1%. I would say not even a quarter of the people that we actually work with have written a review, too. Like, we've been in business since 2004, so it's... You know, 20 years track record. I've been here 12 years, you know. I still have guys I've been working with for 10 years consecutively. Yeah, I'm 33, so I started working here when I was 21 years old.
Oh, wow.
Feels like my whole life. I was like, school and then here. All right, so I have your account created. The next step in the process is going to be the client interview. The client interview... Okay. Usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. This is where we customize the campaign. We'll get you your tracking number, go over your keywords, the area you target. We do ask for that hour, though. So is there a time later today or tomorrow where we could get it done?
I'm pretty open today. So
okay.
We can
honestly,
do it
if I go like super fast, I can get this slot here in like 11 minutes, and then they could be back on the phone with you in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, here, let me take this client interview.
Because I'm busy tomorrow and Friday. So today's a great day.
Yeah, you said that baby's coming any minute, right?
Yeah.
How far along is she?
She's due May 9th, so
So you got time.
27 weeks?
Yeah, my son was supposed to be due May 1st. And he came out on April 28th. Yeah.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah,
you know?
My twins were super early. They were 30 weekers.
Yeah, that happened to my aunt, actually. My cousins are twins, and it was like, I think that has to happen, though. You're like, you run out of space after a while. Yeah, so like, you got to get them out early.
5 pounds between yeah. the two of them. They have plenty of space left.
Yeah, my cousins.
They didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, my cousins, Shiloh and Carson, they're twin girls. And same thing. My aunt had them. She was like 40 when she had them.
Oh, wow.
Like 13, 14 years old now. But mm-hmm. yeah, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Just like as a guy, I was just oblivious to the whole like process. But I think those babies yeah. were like my first experience with that because I was just around my aunt like, all the time. My mom had already passed away.
And they were
my aunt was like always with us. Yeah. And it was just crazy to see her belly stretch and her like, can you put this on my stretch marks? It was wild. I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know the human body could do this. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's intense. Okay, save.
So, yeah, no, right. Hopefully the baby's not coming any minute. We have some time, but.
Yeah, yeah, that would be way too early.
Quickly. Time is just flying by.
It is. It's fleeting. I didn't realize it until my son was born, honestly, because, you know, I keep looking in the mirror and I see the same thing year after year, you know, maybe a new wrinkle here and there. But, you know, with watching how much he grows over just from, like, birth to almost four is, like, insane. Like, I'm just like, wow, time really is happening. And
how fast it goes by.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives you a whole different
perspective. I'll tell you this. Once they get in high school, those 4 years just go by in a flash.
Yeah.
I can do it with two already. My twins are sophomores. They just turned 17. Mm. And I'm like, before you know it, they're going to be graduated and off to college. And
yeah.
It goes by so fast. I think because we're so busy in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all have like an extracurricular that they're doing. Like everybody has something going on. So
exactly.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister has 3 kids and she like calls me sometimes and they're all in a different sport. So she'll be like, okay, dad's taking, lyric here and cadence is going here. Can you pick up the little baby Byron, take him to his basketball game? I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and it's just nonstop. I'm like, yes, there's no way you can keep up with them, but it makes their days just go by so fast because it's like start to finish. Get them dressed. Get them out the door. Get them to the event. Get them to the next event. Get them some food. It's like,
you're just like boom, 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 back to back stuff all day.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm over
and
here carrying my son around.
The older you get, the less time you have left. So the remaining time goes faster. It's so...
I saw this thing on social media the other day. I almost cried, and I just went and squeezed the crap out of my son, where it was saying, like, once your kids hit 18, you've already spent, like, 92% of the time that you're going to spend with them in their life because they're going to, like, leave, basically. Like, they get older.
Oh,
I
know.
Fly the coop. And I was just like, oh, my God, you know, like, my baby boy, stop growing.
That way we're like, stop growing up, just go
on
pause.
Yeah, hey, be with me forever. But I hope he just comes and visits, you know. I try to just build like a really good relationship with him and be best friends with him, and hopefully he sticks around and doesn't go flee to some state far away.
My daughter had gone to Arizona, and then when they found out they were pregnant, they moved back here, and they live in our neighborhood with her in-laws.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, yes, it's like 2 minutes from me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's good because it takes a village, too. I mean, if she ever wants to have, like, a day of just, like, relax, it's like, okay, you're going to need mother and mother-in-law, you know. I don't have a mother, but my mother-in-law is, like, amazing. My wife's mom, they're, like, twins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but she helps me so much.
Awesome.
I'm like, I need to go play golf today. Could you?
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Dad just needs fresh air and to go for a walk without this baby jumping on my back. Yeah. I'm like, I love him, but I need a breather. Okay.
Yeah, so I get it.
I got that client interview set up. I think they sent you a calendar invitation. So I'm multitasking here.
Okay, let me.
If you see a calendar invitation or if you see messages that say Jazz Juan John Hill, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, my first name's actually Jazwan, but everybody calls me by my middle name, John. So some stuff says Jazwan Hill, and some stuff says John Hill, but it's the same guy.
Now that's a unique name.
I'm the only one in the United States. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's pretty easy to look me up.
I'm the only Alicia Bassett in the world.
I believe it. Mainly because the spelling.
And the last name is rare because my husband's family came from Lebanon in the 70s.
Mm.
So he's half Lebanese.
Mm-hmm.
And
man, that took me back.
The name from Boutros to Batris to make it American.
The first girlfriend I ever had in my life was from Lebanon.
Okay.
You just took me back. Yeah, exactly. I was like, Lebanese, wait a minute. Danya?
Amazing people, amazing food.
Oh, yeah. Amazing people. Very, very pretty. Very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice skin color. No, yeah.
My kids are all Puerto Lebanese.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's a beautiful mix. I remember I shouldn't even be talking about this. We're married with kids now, but she had colored eyes and like real, like tan skin. So they were almost like a green hazel.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like, whoa.
That's my Caitlin. She has black hair, dark, dark brown hair, almost black, green eyes, and olive skin.
Oh, yeah. Deadly. deadly combination. Wow.
I'm like, don't look at boys with those eyes.
Yeah.
Don't let them see your eyes.
Little heartbreaker. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Okay,
I'm like,
so
wow,
the interview.
Yeah, this is supposed to be in like 3 minutes. So I have to actually secure the payment, and then I got to notate it and do a bunch of work on it real quickly, and then they'll call you back. So even though the slot's saying like 8 to 9, they'll probably call you like 8:10, 8:15 just so that I could do all these notes. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
With my Bank of America debit card.
Okay. Does this say Allie B Interiors on it?
No. It's
no?
Still under Latil.
It's okay.
It has my name, though.
I'll add Allie B Interiors and your name, but I just want to make sure you can write it off. That's why I'm doing that, because it's a business expense. You should be able to just write this off when you do the taxes.
Yeah, I can write it off.
Yeah. You can get it back that way.
I'll just put it in QuickBooks.
That, too. Yeah. Always keep track of everything. But the business account's easy, because then it's just like all the transactions on there. You can get a printout at the end of the year and give it to your tax person and let them figure out all your write-offs, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm waiting on my EIN.
Okay.
Because when I went to get it, it told me that there was another Allie B Interiors somewhere in the U.S., and they have to prove that it's not in Texas.
Yeah. I could do that. Let me see. Hold on.
Or not in my county, I think is what... I think it can be in Texas, right?
It can be. They just want, those discrepancies are a big deal with the online stuff, though, because it's like a digital card. I found it, though. Let me see.
Where is it?
It's pulling up. I think this might still be you, though. You lived in London for a year?
No.
No? Okay, that's not you.
I live.
This one is Ali Baldocchi. Baldocchi. And that's, she's also doing Allie B Interiors, and she's in Manhattan Beach, California.
Awesome. So I'm good.
Yeah, you're totally fine. Yeah, you're fine.
It was
it's
just
like,
a long form.
Like an Italian lady.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in
so
Southern California.
Normally you can just do a quick form online and get your EIN immediately, but they made me do a long form, and it can take 6 weeks, and I can't change my bank account until it's
sometimes when that happens, they're also looking for, like, hey, is this the same person that relocated, or they have another location opening up? So they're just trying to verify it. I'm telling you, it's super sensitive because of the AI. It's supposed to help us, but really it doesn't. It's dumb. Like, it can't differentiate between the two. Me, I could just click on the pictures and be like, okay, this is two completely different people, different addresses, you know? But,
yeah,
the AI doesn't pick it up. It just sees that name and... Yeah, they got to work on that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it should be fine. It's not even in Texas. It's in California. And then the address for this card is the 2718 Barkey Springs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
5348.
5348.
7500.
7500.
1335. 4212.
4212. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
1229.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
916.
916. Okay.
Hold on,
and we have
my bank account because I'm expecting a big deposit today.
Okay.
But they put the check on hold for some reason.
Yeah. They're not making anything easy for you, Allie. I'll tell you that.
No. Okay, yeah, I have the fund.
Okay.
You said it's $398?
Yeah, the first one's going to be $398, and then each month after, it's going to go down to $299, and it'll just stay there.
Okay. That's affordable.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to make it as feasible as possible. Our real goal is to work with you long-term, so the idea is get your foot in the door, start making some money, and then we shouldn't have to worry about you coming back each month.
I hope it works. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I've been working here so long, they usually don't have me jump on the line unless it's to set somebody up on a deal like that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Otherwise, they just kind of go through it on their own. Usually, Tara can set up the accounts on her own, but it's like, don't give things away because we could lose money on certain ones. So they're like,
yeah.
My job is to kind of get in there and make sure, like, Google can't afford to lose a couple bucks. You know, I'm like, yeah, they can. Like, we could take care of people. They're fine. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I have your account here, but before I can process it, there is a security question on your account. And this is for you to like make sure anybody that contacts you is actually us or vice versa. You know, we want to make sure it's you. So you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name is Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
Okay. Turner. Okay. Save. All right. And then there's a voice verification. So this is a recording. It's going to outline the agreement and the billing, you know, all the products and features, pricing structure, billing. As I'm going through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with, or even if you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction with you.
Okay.
All right. So where is that dang thing? Okay. So for clients with discounted pricing structures, please read this full voice verification. Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Allie B. Interiors.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Alisa Batras, Interior Designer, Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, they're messaging me right now. Like, you know there's a client interview in here and it's not even paid for yet. And I'm like, I'm on the phone with her. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The phone with her. Almost done.
Do y'all use Slack?
Yeah, well, no, it's Google. It's the Google.
Oh,
chat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But it's Spencer Marquita is going to be the guy that's calling you. He's messaging me right now.
Okay.
All right, sorry. And then it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, reasonable period of time. Oh, and hiring local splashes or Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 6, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for a platinum package bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the sixth day, but it's going to be in the discounted price of $299 moving forward. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to go quick and then notate this thing. So you should start receiving some text messages here and emails.
Okay.
With confirmation.
I did. I got an invoice and I signed the contract.
Oh, you already signed it? Oh, wow. You're so fast. Yeah, it says you...
I am. It came in and I'm...
That was
lightning. I didn't read the entire thing.
There's a hard copy in there.
I'm pretty fast. I'm still up to the copies, right?
Yeah, you get a hard copy in your email, and we'll have it on file too, so you'll be good. That was funny. Okay, so you already signed off on that. That's good. That's one less thing that we got to do. The other thing is the Google verification form that'll come through. It might take you a day or two to fill that out, but fill it out to the best of your ability. If anything's missing, just make sure you check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing a video call, and then we can verify it over the phone. We may need to do that just because of the old Latil stuff and just want to make sure. And then also the other Ali B out in California. So your verification might have a couple of loops, but we'll get you through it. If you could just fill out that form as best you can, that'll give us all the tools we need to clear those discrepancies.
Okay.
All right. And then, all right. So I just got to notate this thing. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. I'm just going to notate this account, and then Spencer is going to circle back with you here in about 5 to 10 minutes. I just got to do this really quickly, and then he'll walk you through the client interview process and get it rolling, okay?
Okay.
All right, Allie. You have my direct number and extension, okay? So moving forward, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or you just want a familiar voice to explain it to you, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you, John.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye.